Welcome to the Flirt Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller, recording on Tuesday, the 23rd of June. And I am recording also at 10:30 p.m., and that is British summertime, here in, amazingly, another sunny day in London. Okay. Now, you know, it's only Tuesday, but we've seen a lot of action here with the stock market rallies, and of course a big contributor to those rallies, the big contributor, the overwhelming contributor, I would suggest, has been what many investors will regard as hopeful news coming out of the EU about Greece and avoiding the prospect of Grexit. Of course, there is the big issue that Greece seems woefully qualified to stay in the euro and should have never been in the euro in the first place. But nevertheless, from an investor perspective, in whatever market has had eased on fears of the uncertainty that Grexit would cause and how much turmoil that would create within the EU and how far that would actually spread and so on. So, again, the betting odds, I notice in an article I picked up on Bloomberg, Betfair says that there's a 93% chance that Greece will keep the euro for at least another 6 months. And that's probably reasonably accurate. I like the betting shops in terms of the odds on developments, whether it's the UK election when I looked at it, and it was the best forecaster of a conservative victory, and also on this Greek situation. Okay, so what actually happened here in today's markets overall? I'll start with the Asia-Pacific region. And the easiest thing to do is for me to say that in Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia, we had small declines. New Zealand, which has been very weak recently, was unchanged in here today. Now, going back to starting with the bigger markets here, a good day for Japan, and I'm just looking at that yen, 123.93. The dollar was firmer in here today, so that didn't do Japan any harm. But again, day after day, this has been more often than not an inform market. The Nikkei 225 was up 1.87%. That's a very good gain. It is overextended, but it's got the QE, and this is a secular bull market, in my opinion. Now, it's a secular bull market, you can't be sure you're in one until it's gone on for, a good many years. But since it had a very long secular bear market, and now is getting the policies right, it wouldn't surprise me at all if it had a secular bull market, as you'll probably appreciate. Now, also fascinating here in China, and I think the government has played its hand, which is something that the Chinese government does all the time in its various markets. But the Shanghai Composite, which had fallen like a stone on Monday, and it did so again on Tuesday on the opening, and then it bounced back very significantly, and it was much lower than the eventual gain, but I think it was down another 4 or 5%, but then it rallied, closed near the high of the day, and up 2.19%. So that's certainly not bad, and that put the Hang Seng up 9/10, over 9/10%, and it also put the H share index up a big 1.69 percent. So very good action there. And that followed through at Taiwan, had a a modestly decent gain, up over half a percentage point. But South Korea of 1.27%, that's good. Australia, which had been so deeply oversold because of the resources, that's up 1.32%. And India, I think, is this the ninth day in a row? I think an eighth or ninth day in a row on the upside. It's slowing, though. It was only up a quarter to a, well, more like a third of a percentage point if I take in all the Indian indices that are shown on my screen. And then going into Europe, decent gains. They were paired a little bit towards the close, but they were huge yesterday and not at all bad today, with the German DAX index up 3/4 of a percentage point. Euro Stoxx 50, even better. Well, they were all steady. French CAC index, that's one of the leaders, up 1.18%. And I think that is the leader on the day. Nope, Swiss market, not in the EU, of course, but up 1.29%. So solid gains overall. Smallest one was in the UK market. Now, Wall Street, sort of seesawed a little bit in here today, but and that had very good gains yesterday, but it did close with modest gains, and that enabled the, well, when I last looked, it was just admittedly before the close, but the Russell 2000 and the and definitely the Nasdaq Composite Index going on to further new highs for the third consecutive day in here. So a good overall performance, but those utilities are certainly very weak. That's sometimes regarded as inverse mirror image of what the bond market's doing, and it certainly appears to be the case right now. And also the transport is way far behind, but keep an eye on those technology sectors, and not least the biotechnology index, because they're leading the bull market. And when they tire, we're more likely to see a overall pullback and retreat. But they're very much in form here now. Now, I just want to bring up this U.S. 10-year again. Hold on a second while I just key it in and see what we've got here. And it was firmer, yes. It didn't hold all of its gains. Got up to 2.4268. That was the high, but still closed at 2.4087. So that's really regained over half, nearly two-thirds of the reaction and consolidation. And you might remember when I first mentioned this reaction and consolidation on the 11th, and it had downside key day reversal and then followed through on the downside for about a week and a half. But it has come up very powerfully in the last 2 days, come up much more quickly than it actually went down in the latter stages of that decline, which I've classified as just a normal reaction and consolidation. So I think this will continue for a little while longer, and then we'll see another go at the 250 level. I think that's very, very likely indeed. Now, elsewhere, the Fed, the U.S. Fed, Janet Yellen, led by Janet Yellen, is certainly going to be happy about the probabilities that Greece remains in the Euro and in the European Union. And the U.S. government will be pleased about that because the political implications, they didn't want Russia moving into Greece and opening up naval yards and so on. But the Fed was more concerned about the instability and uncertainty that Grexit could have actually caused. So it looks like they won't have to worry about that. But what I see on the screens here today that they will worry about is we had an upward dynamic on the dollar index here today. Now, this was not across the board's strength in the dollar, although it was certainly higher against the euro, which is down to 1.1163. I think Mario Draghi would be very happy to see the euro lower. And considering that the Fed is going to raise interest rates during the second half of the year, almost certainly, and they say it'll be a slow process, and it will almost certainly happen. And while the ECB isn't going to lower interest rates any further, it has certainly got a QE program on and will pump in a great deal more QE. So that really is a recipe for a softer dollar. But I think European stock markets should gain far more than the euro actually weakens. But get back to the US dollar and this dollar index. It's currently trading after hours here at 95.41. So remember, it had been hovering around that 90 below 95 and 94 and a half level. That's a big jump here, 1.1 points on the index. And what can the Fed actually do about that? I think they will want to go ahead with their rate cuts. They can hope that this is buy the rumor, sell the news. But if the dollar does remain strong, they can either intervene again or try to jawbone it down. And because we saw how much the dollar strength had hurt corporations, they complained about it, particularly in the international sector, the autonomies. And it hit corporate profits a lot and led to a slower first quarter GDP. So that will be a concern for the Fed here overall. And what else to mention here? Precious metals were mostly higher in the morning, but that soon faded. Closed out, well, palladium just managed a dollar and a half on the upside. It's at 696, 95.95. Silver, which had lagged on the downside recently, but it got clipped for 33 cents in here today, back to $15.81. Platinum was firmer at 1067, nearly 1068. That's up over $7, but that has taken a beating recently and is a little overextended on the downside. Certainly, if we get upside follow through on the dollar tomorrow, I would expect these precious metals to more likely soften. And gold did soften here, down $7.70 at 1178. So just the reality is the patterns aren't good enough. You still have too many lower rally highs, in other words, overall downtrending type patterns. And although these precious metals have variously ranged sideways for sufficiently long periods from time to time to break the overall downward bias, they are unable, the more important point is they're unable to sustain the rallies, unable to maintain the rallies. And again, they don't yield anything. The dollar is steady, and Grexit's been avoided. So what's the instant rationale? People can say, well, you can have them as a hedge, but do you want the hedge? Well, I don't feel I need the precious metal hedge here in this environment. If they got another big sell-off, that would I'd be rubbing my hands in excitement. Okay, now Brent crude, good gains here today, up over $1.25 to $64.60, and the WTI is also higher by 78 cents to $61.16. Now, the agricultural commodities, which were strong yesterday, are mixed here. I see that, actually, corn and wheat particularly strong in here today. So, but a mixed picture here overall, and I imagine that applies to most of the industrial metals overall, although copper's better today. Currently up 4.25 cents to 260.95, but these are still very depressed, these precious metals, and the big diversified companies led by Rio and BHP Billiton are trying to squeeze out the competition, and they are succeeding. I still have very attractive dividends, and the fact that these have not run to the upside. Again, they've been major beneficiaries of technologies and producing and able to produce profitably at these prices. But they're a classic late performer in bull market cycles. As bull market cycles are ending, you usually get strong runs in commodity markets. Well, obviously, that isn't the case at this time. And I don't think the overall bull market is ending, although we are in the portion of the year when performance to the upside is modest. And that, of course, is the May through October period. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. I probably won't be doing the audio tomorrow as I have a business dinner, but there's the ever reliable Owen to take over. So, all the best.